So a doctor says there's a point of no return out there on repeal of the Affordable Care Act. Let's get Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, in here. Todd, Congress is spending a lot of time on repealing the Affordable Care Act even now.
Yeah, they are, John. In fact, people may have heard the number 37 floating around this week. Maybe they haven't, underneath all the other news coming out of Washington. 37 is the number of repeal votes, either defunding, undermining, partial, or full repeal, that the Republican House of Representatives has taken since Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, passed. And tomorrow, Thursday, John, they're going to take another one, number 37, and this is full repeal. The president will never sign it. The Democratic Senate will never pass it. You and I both know that. The question is, why are they doing this? The answer is Republicans see it as good politics. John, our own YouGov poll of 1,000 voters, our YouGov Takeaway PRI poll, which you can see on the website, says that 51% of people think Obamacare will make healthcare more bureaucratic. 55% think that they're going to spend a lot more on healthcare. Republicans think this is a political winner. Now listen to John Boehner. Guys, cue up Boehner 6. He's explaining why, for the 37th time, he wants his Republicans in the 113th Congress to vote on this again. Listen.
Well, we've got 70 new members that not had the opportunity to vote on the president's health care law. Frankly, they've been asking for an opportunity to vote on it, and we're going to give it to them.
So you're not being nasty by saying he's saying this for the 37th time. He's literally saying it for the 37th time.
In different ways, not full repeal for the 37th time. And Republicans do point out, and this needs to be said, 7 different laws that have either undermined, defunded, or slowed down Obamacare have been signed into law by the president. Of course, they've been embedded into much bigger things, fiscal deals and stuff like that. But there have been efforts to clean up some of the IRS provisions. There have been efforts that cut $5 billion from the Prevention and Public Health Fund, which Republicans saw as a slush fund. So Republicans say, hey, this hasn't been a complete waste of time. The president has signed some of these, and we've saved the taxpayers billions, and we've saved small businesses some headaches. So they say it's not a full waste of time. But listen to what Boehner said. I've got a lot of new members who want to go home and make sure that they can say they voted against this, and that's why they're doing it.
And they want to say things like, I mean, here, Michelle Bachmann said on the House floor in March, is there any possibility, or the let's repeal this failure before it literally kills women, kills children, kills senior citizens? Let's not do that. I mean, that's the political line from Michelle Bachmann. But as our doctor said from Grand Junction, Colorado, I mean, if people start experiencing something different than dead children and women dropping dead and senior citizens dying, it's going to work out politically badly for the Republicans if they persist with this.
It may, but Republicans don't necessarily think that. Let's hear from President Obama first here, guys. Let's play Obama 1. And then, John, because you asked me that, I want to give you a little bit of a forecast about how Republicans and Democrats are going to fight the public battle over implementation over the summer and the fall. Listen to President Obama from just last week, Obama 1.
With something as personal as healthcare, I realize there are people who are anxious, people who are nervous, making sure that we get this done right. So I'm here to tell you, I am 110% committed to getting it done right.
Now he's 110% committed to, you know, gun control legislation as well. I mean, how's that going to play out?
There is the president forecasting something that Washington already knows, that even under the best case scenario, this giant Affordable Care Act, a new entitlement that affects tens and tens of hundreds of millions of people, is going to have implementation problems. Kathleen Sebelius, the HHS secretary, said as much to you yesterday here on the show. We know there will be glitches. We will do our best to make sure it goes smoothly. Now, the president is saying, trying to immunize himself from something that everybody already knows, it's going to be a headache for small businesses, filling out those forms, paying something you didn't pay before.
But
where's
oddly,
my insurance?
Oddly, normally in Washington, the way this would work is that people would try to have influence on the writing of the regulations. This debate will begin when the regulations are already written.
That's true, and it will take place in the court of public opinion. John, watch for Republicans to try to capitalize on every headache you have before Obamacare becomes entrenched in the public consciousness as an entitlement that people like. One Republican operative said to me yesterday, January 1st, there's going to be an avalanche of pain, and we're going to put as much as we can in the I told you so column in terms of your healthcare headaches before you decide you like this bill on down the line.
We'll be watching. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks.
Pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.